If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is TV worth talking about. This is Shrine of Telly.
Hello and welcome to Shrine of Telly, the TV podcast where we chat about our favourite shows, chat shite and go off on a few crazy tangents. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Hannah.
And if you'd like to, you can support the podcast on patreon.com/shrinepod, where you will get access to early episodes. Or episodes early, that would make more sense.
I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it?
I must have written this half asleep. Now, over the past 7 days, Brendan sat on a man's shoulders for the whole of Adele's gig at Hyde Park. Hannah was dining out with her husband-to-be, which I saw from her Instagram stories. And I was drinking wine in Rosslare, County Wexford, with my mum in the sun. And we were not really watching any television. Let's call a spade a spade.
No.
I watched a bit now. I snuck a bit in. I did 2 episodes of Atlanta, the first 2 episodes of Only Murders in the Building, and the last 2 episodes of Stranger Things.
Jesus, you're showing us up. But we will discuss that a few bits and pieces now in a minute. But on today's podcast, we're very excited because we're going to be welcoming Derry Girls icon Siobhan McSweeney to worship here at the Shrine. First, though, how are you both?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. I spent the weekend in London. Honestly, had the best time. Went to see Adele on Friday in Hyde Park. She was amazing. Spent the entire gig on my friend Tom's shoulders. I just kept tapping on the shoulder.
Oh,
like,
Tom is a lovely man.
I was like, Tom, please put me on your shoulders again. I don't know what it is about being on somebody's shoulders, but you just feel...
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting. So Gabrielle supported Adele. So I was on Tom's shoulders for Gabrielle. She was amazing. Did the same for Adele. Also amazing. Had the best time. What else did I do? I went to see Moulin Rouge, the musical. Visually incredible. Musically, not necessarily for me.
Honestly,
visually, it is the most spectacular thing I have ever seen on a stage ever. It is visually incredible, like mind-blowing. Musically, they just shoehorn, it's just a jukebox musical, so it's shoehorning loads of pop songs, like a medley of lyrics into conversations, and there was points where like the audience laughed and I felt like we shouldn't have been laughing.
They have loads of different songs
have montages and stuff, yeah, but just there's a lot more in this. So you've got your Adele's, your Lady Gaga's, your Bruno Mars, your CeeLo Green's. Wasn't for me musically, but visually stunning. And then Hannah, I finally got to go to Fallow, a restaurant which I have been following online on Instagram for a very long time, and then it transpired through a series of events that Hannah's friend's now husband is the owner of said restaurant. And I went for a roast at Fallow on Sunday, and it was worth the wait. It was delicious.
I'm actually going to his wedding this week, so I'm going to come back and tell you exactly. We're going to the south of France, and he's the chef, and the dad's the chef, so it's going to be 10 out of 10. But Fallow, yeah, just got named the 13th best restaurant in the UK. Like, who am I now, like a restaurateur?
It's incredible.
It was honestly delicious.
And then Brendan, we've been talking about it for years, and you finally got to go.
Yeah. So I'm thrilled. So what a fabulous all weekend. Hannah, what's been going on with you?
Well, to be honest, I've been living vicariously through your Instagrams because I've never seen anyone fit so much into one weekend. Like, it was gigs, it was shows, it was this restaurant, it was... So you had a ball. I didn't do much now. I took it easy. It was my first weekend off since April, just before I go to France for another wedding. And I caught up on a lot of telly, lots of new stuff that I was so, so excited about. I'm delighted that Atlanta is finally screening over here because they have got it in the States in March. And it's absolutely so weird and so brilliant. And I'm so happy it's back. Only Murders in the Building, which I think honestly was my favourite show last year, is back as well.
So I need to watch
that's
it.
Like my cozy murder show. Yeah, it's just gorgeous, and I'd get a real nice cup of tea and a biscuit and sit down for that. And then Stranger Things, I just finished. We won't do any spoilers yet, but I just didn't expect to love this season as much as I did.
It was so, so good. And like, I kind of was a bit worried that the last part was going to be crazy, but it was so good. And you didn't feel, you know, the first episode was an hour and a half. The second one was 2.5 hours. It just went by in a flash. I absolutely loved it so much.
Flash.
But very sad to say goodbye to a particular character.
It's not finished though, is it? There is another series. Yeah.
They're going to do season five.
Which they've confirmed. Okay. Season five, which is the last one, and it is coming in 2024, and Netflix released the TV, well, I was about to say movie poster, but show poster for it already.
Did they?
So they did it. All my days are amalgamating into one, so they either did it today or yesterday, recently. And also, guys, one more thing I want to talk to you about. I know this is a TV podcast, but I went to see Elvis.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Be still my beating heart. If this wedding even goes ahead, are you joking me? That was stunning. And like, I heard it was 3 hours. I like a long movie, but I was like, 3 hours, I'm a little bit tired. We went on Monday night. It's like, I'm potentially going to fall asleep at this, even though the cast was amazing and the music was amazing. I didn't not expect to be blown away to the level that I was.
It's unbelievable.
It's brilliant.
But like Baz Luhrmann, you know, it's going to be good. And Austin Butler, Jesus Christ, he's going to win every award going.
He needs to win every award going. I'm sorry, but like you do go into a music biopic kind of shit in it because they're hit and miss, and they're more miss than hit. And I'm like, oh God. It was brilliant.
So good. So good.
I think I'm going to go and see it again.
I also just couldn't believe how young Elvis was when he died.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like just how hard a life he had. I kept thinking about Britney if she didn't escape that conservatorship, and like the fact that she'd done Vegas and he was forced to do Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that part of the story at all. And what I tell you now, In the Ghetto has been on repeat on Spotify since I watched that movie. Loved that song.
Is that the one you've gone for?
It played at the end.
Jailhouse Rock.
Have you?
I have on repeat.
Yeah, for me, it's In the Ghetto.
I love his cover of Unchained Melody. That performance, the way it merged from Austin Butler's face into the real Elvis. Oh my God, I was like, Jesus Christ, it's on repeat in my house and I'm cooking the stir fries.
Yeah, so
I'm
good.
Like the screaming women, like the fainting women back in the 50s. Like,
throwing
that's
your
what
knickers.
I like at that film. Like,
oh my God. And like his ex-wife, like Priscilla and Lisa Marie, like Lisa, they've all been praising Austin for his portrayal as Elvis, and they're completely behind it. Yeah, I'm so glad though that they're behind it. You know what I mean? It just feels very authentic.
Like, remember the Whitney one that came out? Like, it does make a difference when the estate and the family actually support the story that's being told.
Yeah, very interesting.
That and Top Gun Maverick, Jesus Christ.
Top Gun now for me was 10 out of 10. I loved it so much.
I'm so surprised by that.
I loved it. Guys, I weeped through that movie quite a lot.
I just cried my eyes out.
A lot. Now, it's cheesy as hell, but like, I loved it. It's all about like masculinity and your, I thought it was great.
Level of
Jesus Christ. I couldn't. Now, I love that they put the old, I know they didn't do Take My Breath Away, but like the song at the start, Highway to the Danger Zone, Great Balls of Fire. I was like, my good God, I'm a Tom Cruise fan.
The man in front of me in the cinema like jumped into the air, whooped and hollered at the start, like at the first takeoff of a plane. He was that into it.
You know, my fella's dad's gone to see it three times.
Three times?
I do
want to see it again.
It's like a Tony Robbins seminar.
It is.
I went out punching. I was like, yeah. It was like how I felt.
I'm so surprised that you used love.
No, I loved it.
No, Top Gun. I'd only watched Top Gun recently for the first ever time, like a couple of months ago, but geez, that and the J-Lo documentary, I was like, I am motivated.
I was sobbing at the J-Lo documentary when she was reading the reviews of Hustlers. I was bawling for the woman.
And you know what I loved as well? That's it, Hannah. No matter what though, it's like, and she's like, no, but I'm here to spread, you know, the message to the people. It's not about the award nomination. I'm like,
but she deserved the nomination though.
Of course she did, because life's not fair.
Yeah.
Life's not fair. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus.
I just thought, Jesus, if you need some motivation now, you forget your whatever, your Calm app or whatever for the meditation. Jennifer Lopez, Shakira's Super Bowl halftime show, the documentary on Top Gun Maverick.
I've never seen that in like, and we'll never see that in like.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So that's what we watch for a bit of like a kick up the hole. Reb, you had a lovely weekend as well. What did you do?
Oh, yeah, not much. I went to Wexford. I was foraging in Ross Lair. I was with my cats. I was in the Polly Tunnel. My dad and my mum grow a lot of vegetables and fruit. So a squirrel had actually eaten a lot of the strawberries. So my dad's having a fight with a squirrel, like real awkward. My dad went down to the Polly Tunnel and he was like, oh, great, I'm going to bring all the strawberries back because my mum wanted to make an eat and mess for her book club.
Lovely.
Right? This sounds absolutely outrageous.
Sorry, it's going to call him and film.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
And I wanted some strawberries for my porridge during my stay. Sure hadn't a squirrel eaten the whole thing. Like, the whole patch of strawberries were gone. The squirrel was rotund. My dad was chasing the squirrel around the garden. Anyway, I got a few strawberries. So I was growing vegetables this weekend. I watched Stranger Things, and I also have been watching, so obviously The Real Housewives, Hannah. I know that you've recently started watching Beverly Hills.
I'm on season 4. It's taken over my entire life.
No, like, it took over. The Real Housewives took over the pandemic. Yeah, like, I was like trying not to go to work because I wanted to see what was happening with like Munchausen and Lisa Rinna and God knows what. So anyway, they actually have this series. There's only 2 seasons of it so far. So it's Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. And this is where they get some of the most iconic housewives from all the different franchises. So I'm talking New Jersey, I'm talking Atlanta, Beverly Hills, New York. They all go on a holiday together. So the first one, they went to Turks and Caicos. This series, it's all ex-housewives. So Hannah, have you met Brandy Glanville yet? In your...
Oh, I'm well averse to Brandy Glanville. She's written her second book now in the season that I'm on.
Okay, so she's in this. So Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Brilliant. Trip, Ex-Wives Club. They all go to Dorinda's house in the Berkshire's Bluestone Manor. They're all there and they're all scrapping with each other. And my God, it's like, it's just all stars. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all these iconic characters all scrapping, and it is just pure drivel, escapism, reality TV gold. So when you watch a few more franchises, Hannah, check out Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, available to stream on now with a Hey You membership.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
There you go.
I absolutely will. That's a brilliant advertisement. I mean, for now, like, can I just say that? I think we're giving
also,
for
sorry,
free.
You know, like, I actually got an email from now. They're like, we're reducing the price of our memberships. I was like, great.
Would they like to sponsor the podcast?
No, they are. Netflix going one way, now going the other.
Yeah.
Well done.
Good for them. Anyway, yeah, of all the Real Housewives franchises. So, yeah. Did I talk about this on this podcast before I was on the show?
I think you have, Tom.
Have I?
It all rolls into one for me.
My apologies to the listeners. I just did the same spiel that I do every week.
We're both sitting in a studio wondering which one we're on. Are we doing the show or the podcast?
Did I speak about this before? Anyway, Dorinda, Bluestone Manor, get on it, girls. Get on it. So, guys, we now need to chat with our guest of honour.
Yes.
We're so excited to be chatting with her.
It's so ridiculous that this is actually happening.
And Hannah, I love that this has all come through a flag, your flag. This is very, very exciting.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I sort of half made a joke when the tweet kind of went viral. Like, as in, I put it up and I was like, she might see it. It'll get 100 likes. We'll have a laugh one of the days of Glastonbury. Then it started to go really viral to the point that I like kind of wanted to delete my Twitter. Like, I didn't feel comfortable with it anymore. But every morning we'd wake up at Glastonbury, we'd look at the new fights that were happening underneath the flag and we'd kind of have a laugh and read the comments. And then when we got home, I was like, she has seen it and she is talking back and forth and retweeting a good bit about it. I was like, do you think we could get her to come on the podcast? Like, I just was messing, threw it out there. Chanced my arm one day when I was a bit giddy, DM'd her on Twitter, and now Sister George Michael is joining us on Shrine.
Our special guest this week is an Irish legend, best known for playing Sister Michael in Dairy Girls. And she and Hannah have become online BFFs after Hannah's Dairy Girls flag went viral at Glastonbury. Siobhan McSweeney, how are you?
Hello. How are you? Lovely to hear you.
Lovely to hear you as well, Siobhan. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for talking to us. Come here. We need to talk about Glastonbury and the flag. Tell us about the moment you saw it.
It was I will never forget the moment that I saw that flag, the clouds parted. But if you remember correctly, that was the day that Roe versus Wade had been overturned.
That was exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was on social media and online just despairing and feeling really, really, I don't know if you had it as well, but it's sort of, I know other people have spoken about it, that the sort of horrors during repeal.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that even though we got the outcome that is right and deserved and fair, the fact that we had to fight for it for so hard, it sort of, I thought I was okay with it with all that time, which I found myself sort of like getting quite scared again and getting quite upset at the idea of what bullshit is going to happen. And then I saw my face on the Irish flag at Glastonbury. I mean, Sister Michael is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? You know, she, that woman, I'll never be rid of her, which is great because I really quite love her. But it was so good to see it. It made me laugh so much. It just sort of, for me, sort of epitomized the wit of Irish people. And also, I don't know if you know this, I used to work at Glastonbury for years.
What? No.
What did you do?
Where?
I used to like help run a lot of the beer tents there. I used to work for the Workers Beer Company, and I've been going to Glastonbury since I was back in university. And I think the last time I was at Glastonbury, I can't remember what year it was, but it was one of the years of the really bad rain. I was really grumpy. I used to love festivals, but I worked at them so much I hated them. I just sort of felt this like rage when I'd see people in funny hats going, you know, it's not a fucking, you can't buy a lifestyle with that. So I used to get more and more and more grumpy. So it culminated with this fella coming. It was really bad rain, and the mud in Glastonbury is like Nutella. It goes really weird. Like, it's very, I've never seen mud anywhere else like it. And a fuckwit in a canoe. Who brings a canoe to Somerset? A canoe started coming towards the tent. No. And everybody was like, yeah. And I was like, oh no, this is it now. I've had enough to. And he came in and he asked for his 2 pints anyway, and I told him we were closed. And my manager sort of took me aside and went, okay, you're back to the prefab. You need to sort of sit down and relax. I was so over the whole festival at that point, and I've never gone back. So it's really nice to see. I mean, it's probably the only way you'd get me back to Glastonbury, which is printing my face as a
on a flag
on the tricolour. Yeah.
Yeah, and you were with us for the whole weekend. You were our meeting point. You came to Diana Ross with us. You came to Paul McCartney with us. Coming out. We wouldn't have, there was about 30 of us there, and we would not have been able to find each other if it wasn't for you. And we sort of like hemmed and hawed over the flag design for a while, but we settled, and we wanted Sister Michael, but we settled on that one with the quote Christ underneath it because of all the complete and utter shite that keeps continuously happening before we even knew that we would be there and hear about the Roe and Wade decision. decision. Mad things seemed to happen at Glastonbury. We were there the day that Brexit got announced as well. So
right.
It was it perfectly yeah. epitomised for us how we felt about everything, but also gave everyone a laugh.
Oh my gosh. And I tweeted that I wanted all yeah, the Irish people to
storm the pyramids. I tried my best to organise that, but we met so many Irish
did
people.
Did you? Then, that's what I wanted to know, actually.
We did. And there was another Irish flag that we kept seeing. We'd see them at some gigs and we're like, right, well, they have great taste. And then we'd be beside each other at other ones. So we were coming together. And then so much crack on Twitter. I didn't expect it as well. Of like people spotting our flag on the telly and stuff. So it was brilliant.
Oh, that is so wonderful. That is so, so wonderful. Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought Sister Michael will bring people together? I don't think that would be her intention in any way. But Siobhan McSweeney is very delighted that that's what happened.
Okay, well, you've brought her up now, Sister Michael. We need to just really quickly touch on Derry Girls, the final season. It was just phenomenal. Like, we're all in our 30s. I think we're the perfect sort of age group and demographic that just, it just hits home with so much. Hilarious and heartbreaking, and we miss it already. Do you have a favourite scene that you filmed over the three seasons?
Oh, crikey. No would be the short answer. When people asked me before, I used to talk about, it's the first series, I think, where she comes out and she says, it's at the talent show. Oh, yeah, it's the last, every year I listen to people sing these songs backstage, and it often makes me think that the original, how good the original recording artists were. That made me laugh. I loved filming that because I would never do stand-up. Makes me feel terrified, the very idea of it. Mm. But I kept laughing because I thought that Sister Michael was sort of being a stand-up at that point. And everybody else was sort of laughing as well. It was good fun on set that day. But, I mean, to be honest with you, like, Hannah, I'm still processing the whole thing. Like, yeah. You know, when everybody else saw the last thing, the last episode, that's when we saw the last episode. And so it's been a huge part of my life for so long, so I'm still processing her, you know. And thanks to people like you, I'll never be rid of her.
Oh, you never. That flag is coming with us every year.
I might even go back to Glastonbury just to see us. I might.
Oh, Siobhan, if we get you to Glastonbury beside the flag, I'm telling you now, my life will be. That is my new goal.
Love it.
Bring it on.
Siobhan, were any of your iconic lines ever improvised on Derry Girls throughout the series?
No. Lisa nailed that shit down.
Amazing.
Lisa wrote, is responsible for so much. Well, obviously, because she wrote them, but the scripts were perfection. I ask any actor this, if the scripts are good, that's half the work done, really.
And your delivery was also perfection.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. I understand that woman completely. So I know how she talks. She's not, I don't think she's like me, but I do understand her very, very well. But she was quite good in sort of allowing me to improvise into the scene and sort of at the end, like, to sort of get in and out of the scene a little bit. But why would anyone be so arrogant to think that they could improve on perfection?
Siobhan, there have been rumours of a Derry Girls movie / a Sister Michael spin-off. Would you be up for either? Have there been discussions about either?
There have been no discussions. Would I be up for it? How do you top that last special?
Yeah.
Genuinely, where do you put her? The girl talked? You know, I don't know where it's weird. It's sort of, I've never been with a character for so long. It's sort of like a bit of a death or something, isn't it? In a way, you sort of have to grieve her in a way. But also you don't want to sort of add to the awful spin-offs, the canon of awful spin-offs. But, you know, who knows? I'm very lucky to be doing stuff that really interests me. And part of the reason I wanted to be an actor was to sort of live as many lives as possible. And I'm sort of excited about what other lives I can live. What other things I can get away with as a chancer.
Now, speaking of other lives, you are also in the fall, which we absolutely are obsessed here with on Shrine Podcast. Do you think that could ever return to our screens?
Oh my gosh. That cast.
It was incredible.
Is anyone alive left in Belfast by the end of that, really? You know, I got very nervous as I had dark hair. I was like,
nervous that Jamie Dornan was coming for you.
What's that?
Nervous that Jamie Dornan was coming for you. I wouldn't be too panicked.
I mean, nervous, hopeful, whatever. But at the read-through, I remember looking around at all these like dark-haired beauties and stuff, and I thought, fuck, I'm in a biopic of the Corrs or something. I didn't every beautiful dark-haired woman in Ireland was in that read-through, yeah. I don't know. That was I think, my first telly role. I really enjoyed it. It was good fun.
Siobhan, you broke your leg, it was last year, and you actually spent some time in an old folks home for a bit. What did you learn about life during that whole experience?
I was on heavy painkillers at the time, so I learned very little. I must admit, all jokes aside, Skibbereen old folks home, I don't know what I learned, but I'm very grateful for the kindness. You can't fake kindness. Do you know what I mean? You can be polite and you can be professional and you can do a good job. And they were all those things, the staff were. There's also an added kindness, which when you are vulnerable, be it through illness or old age, like it really helped. It really, really helped. And I suppose there's always a fear around these places. There are so many horror, we only hear the horror stories, don't we? But I can tell you that I had a really nice time and they were a great place. And if we are unlucky enough to end up in needing help away from our families, I think there are worse places to be, you know? And I was looked after marvelously. Yeah. Yeah. Made me think also how badly paid and how hard the work is that they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're only getting older. I mean, I'm not having children. I can't be arsed to take away the attention from myself.
Yourself, of course. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Siobhan, this is obviously a TV podcast. I'm wondering, what TV are you loving at the moment?
Oh, I've just finished watching Sherwood.
Oh yes,
James Graham. Yes, it's just I'm sorry, it's on the BBC, but it is on the BBC, and it's extraordinary because I think it does what the writer James Graham does really, really well, which is, I mean, I've always liked his work, and they've always been quite political, and he really knows how to put forward an argument, but I think with Sherwood he has hit it out of the park with this immense amount of heart and compassion and empathy. I don't know. Have you seen it?
Yes, we loved it.
Did you like it? Did you love it? I thought the performances were great, but it was a real rallying cry, and for a lot of things. Yes, the sort of politics and the inherited trauma from the miners' strike and split up communities and stuff. But it really I loved the idea of male inarticulates ironically I can't articulate it. Of young fellas not being able to speak about their feelings and stuff, which I think is a huge area that we have in Ireland as well, and a real sort of room for awful things to happen. So I thought it shone a light on that as well. Did that make sense? I feel I was quite inarticulate there.
You were very
good
articulate.
Telly, watch it.
It's brilliant.
I thought that was really articulate, to be honest, from someone that's just woken up from a nap.
I'm going to wait for
telling tales now.
I believe that you recently started writing, did you, Siobhan? So are you like, are you working towards anything? Are you just enjoying being creative in that way? Are you writing a book?
I think the lockdown taught us about just doing stuff to pass time and doing stuff for its own enjoyment. Yeah, I've got a couple of things on the go.
Now, are we talking telly? Are we talking books? Are we talking movies? Give us a little...
play?
Possibly a bit of the first two.
Oh,
it's very weird. It's very strange, you know, because like as an actor, I've no problem discussing my my work, but I feel like a big fucking fraud when it comes to anything else, really. But sure, look at...
But you have to give it a go. See if you enjoy it. See if you're good at it. I'm sure you'll be phenomenal.
Thing about Ireland, we all know about good writing, though, don't we?
Well, we're
so always under... You're always, you know, above your head is the big heavy tomes of the literature greats. You know, you can never sort of like think that you could add to the canon there. And I don't think I am, but I think, sure, if I aim for mediocre, I think I could probably hit mediocre if I keep at it.
Well, we're excited to watch what you write.
Yeah, big
someday.
Time.
On a big or small screen. I can't remember what Hannah said.
To that.
Yes. Siobhan, right, obviously we love talking about TV. It's a TV podcast. Is there any TV show in particular over the years that you might have watched that maybe, I suppose, at a pivotal time in your life, maybe a good or a bad time that really shaped you personally or professionally? What TV show was like your comfort blanket, or what TV show made you think and made you, I suppose, more open or just really stimulated you at a certain time in your life?
Right. So an easy question.
yeah. Like what TV show has stayed with you?
Do you know, when I was very small, my mother for a short time took me to ballet classes. I know, can you imagine this in a tutu? How cute. But this may come as a shock. I wasn't very good at ballet, and I was eventually, I think, asked to leave. But during, I think it was like Thursdays, I was brought to ballet, and when I'd come back, Fame would be on.
Oh, yeah.
The television series Fame. So we're talking about the 80s here, and Mam would make, we'd have stuffed tomatoes for tea. She was a fantastic cook, so stuffed tomatoes and like bread and tea or whatever, you know. And I remember anytime I hear, I mean, it's such a lovely answer, isn't it, Fame? But the all singing, all dancing television series, you know, thing costs and this is where you pay. I remember thinking, oh crikey, there's a whole world there. And like my memory of it is like still being in my fucking leotard or whatever and curled up on the couch and Mam and, you know, Dad crossing the television while he's putting down the fire, and so feeling cold and then feeling really cozy and having my tomatoes and stuffing and watching Fame. And I think that sort of stuck with me because I don't know, like, I sort of speak about it with other actors, but I don't know if it happens in other professions as well, where you sort of know and you feel some sort of understanding for what you want to do or what you are, maybe. And I think little baby clumsy plump little ballerina girl knew that she wanted to act even then, like,
yeah.
Wow.
So I remember those moments.
That's
a lot,
amazing,
yeah.
Siobhan McSweeney, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're going to have a very quick fire round at the end, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
Okay, Reb's up first.
Tato or King Crisps, Siobhan?
Tato.
Way!
Yeah, that's the right answer, definitely. Noisy neighbour or nosy neighbour?
Ooh, I had both.
Jeez.
Noisy.
Why
noisy? No, hold on. Oh. Is this the one I prefer? One I prefer, nosy.
Prefer a nosy one. You can shut the curtains.
Yeah.
And then you get the gossip off them as well about the other name.
Yeah.
My last one now, as you are an Irish woman living over in the UK, what is your favourite thing about Ireland?
Duns.
Oh, Savita.
We were only in there today. I couldn't believe the value. Quality
that's
and
the
value.
Best answer. Yeah. That's the best.
It honestly the best.
If we don't get this fucking podcast sponsored by Dunnes now, then I give up.
If I don't get sponsored by Dunnes,
yeah,
brand ambassador.
I don't get sponsored by Dunnes then.
And Siobhan, really, really quickly, what are you working on at the moment that you can tell us about?
Go on.
Oh, there's something
that I
there.
Can tell you about.
Yeah. Or you can make it.
Yeah, no, there's
hint.
Lots of stuff. I have.
Are you in line of duty season 7 by any chance?
Are you the guest lead?
No.
Yeah.
You'd be great.
Human.
You'd be amazing.
No, but I am a guest in a Christmas special that's coming out.
Shut the front door.
Not a Christmas special of Line of Duty, but of another program.
Oh.
Oh, very exciting.
Gavin and Stacey.
Is it Gavin and Stacey?
My first thought.
Oh, look at the smirk.
No. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or maybe it is.
Oh.
I am actually sweating.
Jesus, guys, Christmas specials. What can we... What?
Mrs. Brown's Boys. Yeah. Are they doing a Christmas special this year?
Strictly.
I'm not saying.
No, I know. Sorry.
Okay,
we'll
no,
stop.
Fair
we'll
enough.
Stop.
No, we'll stop.
Sign the NDA.
I will. I signed the NDA. Now yeah. They'll be after me.
They will.
They'll be after me. Their guns pointed. Their little red dots on my forehead.
Yeah.
As we speak, if I dare to mention what it is. No, it was a bit of fun. And I am in prep. We're going into pottery again.
Lovely.
Yes, I love the brilliant. Pottery throwdown.
And
yes.
This time I'll be able
two
to
legs.
Fucking stand. I will be dancing for you if I need to.
Yeah.
I mean, sort of. But yeah, I mean, maybe I'll do some ballet. Could
pirouette.
Just stop the old leotard.
Yeah. Thank you so much for chatting with us on Shrine of Telly. And we can't wait to watch you very, very soon.
Thank you so much
Thank
for having
so
me.
Much.
Thank
see,
you so much.
See you in Glasgow, lads.
Yeah, we have to see make it there. Happen. Thank you so much.
Oh, Siobhan McSweeney, thank you so much for that lovely chat.
Over.
Oh, give over. Okay,
we're not that professional.
We're not that professional. So we're recording the outro before we've actually done the interview, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Of course it is. That was so... Listen, at the end of the day, do you know what? It was so nice of Siobhan to chat with us on the podcast.
We're under time pressure, guys. See, we have to record this beforehand.
Yeah, anyway,
we
Siobhan...
were too scared.
Imagine if she doesn't turn up.
It was a fantastic chat.
Minutes, so.
Yeah, no, honestly, thanks so much for joining us. Right, will I do the outro? Like, oh.
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Go on.
That's it for another week of Shrine of Telly. If you have a few minutes to spare, we'd really appreciate if you could subscribe, share the podcast on the social. Please tag us at Shrine Pod and share the love by giving us a 5-star review on Apple. The world and its mother has a podcast these days, so it's hard to stand out, guys. So thanks 1,000. You can email your TV recommendations to shrinepod@gmail.com or you can DM us, and we will be back next week. Until then, stay classy and keep slaying.
I hope Siobhan actually turns up for this interview now.
The same.
This is TV Worth Talking About, and we want to hear what you have to say. Find us now on Twitter and Instagram at ShrinePod.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.